Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and today we're going to be talking about MIG welding. MIG welding may be referred to as GMAW, which stands for gas metal arc welding, and MIG stands for metal inert gas, may also be known as wire feed welding. But this is the way that is used to replace many of the factory spot welds from the factory, is with a plug weld where you use a MIG welder. First of all, we'll talk about a few things that you need to know when welding on a vehicle. You always want to keep the work clamp close to where you're welding. For example, you certainly wouldn't want to, have the work clamp in the back bumper and be welding on the, the front section. Try to keep the work clamp just as close to you as possible. Another thing you want to do when welding on a car is you always want to be sure to disconnect the battery. Because anytime you have the welder on there, you are making a circuit, and you don't want to have your battery connected. So disconnect the battery, and you always want to disconnect the negative first. Another consideration when working on cars is computer components. If they're within 12 inches, you really need to remove those components. Need to cover glass. That's another thing that can become damaged during welding. Even grinding and things like that can really pit the glass. So cover the glass with welding blankets or some type of protective sheeting. The advantage of MIG welding over oxyacetylene welding is that it's a less heat zone. It does not heat the metal up as much. It's easier. It's one of the easiest welds to learn. And it's very fast. It's a fast weld. With the weld, you have basically two different polarities. You have a reverse polarity, and that's what we use in body, in body work. That's where your electrode that the wire's coming out of, that is your positive, and the work clamp is your negative. Now, we also have straight polarity, and that's used with flux core wire, and we really don't use flux core wire a lot in auto body. It's really not recommended, but that is the two different types of polarities. If you have a welding machine, you need to make sure that it is set on the correct one. Also, in auto body, there's different types of welding. We're just going to kind of focus on the short circuit transfer, and this is what we use on thinner sheet metals. What that happens is the electrode that's coming out is actually shorting out 90 to 230 times per second, and that using O23, much like we use in the auto body. The recommended wire for the wire welder is ER70S-6, excuse me, and the ER is just for electrode wire. The 70 is for the tensile strength. It's up to 70,000 PSI, and the S just stands for solid wire, whether you're using solid or flux core. And then the 6, that's just a chemical making of the wire that you're using. Next thing that you're going to have whenever you're using solid wire is shielding gas. Now, with the flux core wire, you do not have to have shielding gas, but with the solid wire as used in auto body, you will need a shielding gas. And you can use CO2 straight for some of the thicker metals, but in auto body, a mixture of 75% argon, 25% CO2 is what's recommended and provides the best, smoothest weld for the thinner metals that we work with. And what the shielding does is it helps protect the weld, keeps the oxygen out, and helps create a nice, clean weld. Without the shielding gas, your weld's going to have a lot of pinholes in it, it's going to be real porous, and it's not going to have good penetration. The shielding gas, anywhere from 20 to 30, somewhere around there, probably about 20 would work good as far as, where you want to set the regulator at. And as far as the gun, the liner, you've got the gun, you got the wire that feeds through the gun, that feeds through the liner, you have the tip, and that's what the wire goes through, and then you have the nozzle, which helps direct the gas onto the surface. So we're going to talk more about plug welds and the different types of welds, lap welds and butt welds in upcoming sessions. So for now, that's it. Take care.